last piece was also a fugue, and the second half was the inverted theme for those music geeks out there. Anyway, Bach, the last piece on the program is actually two nocturnes by Frédéric Chopin. Frédéric Chopin was born in Warsaw, and when he was 25, the year that he wrote these two pieces, he had just gained French citizenship. He was so excited. He was engaged to be married, which he never did. And he wrote this while he was engaged. He wrote both of these pieces to a count, a Polish countess who lived in Geneva, as you do, I guess. They say, I was reading up on Chopin to brush up for this talk, and it mentioned in some of the articles that I read that in his later years, he only performed in public once a year. Well, he only lived to 39. So his later years were the last decade of his life. He only played in the, over the last 18 years of his life, he only played 30 concerts in public. So anyway, interesting factoid about Chopin. So two nocturnes. He wrote a bunch of nocturnes. Nocturne just means night piece. And they're free form, evocative. I'll let you figure out what they're evocative of. But I find, I always try to play something new for every recital. So the first of these two, it's Opus 27, numbers 1 and 2. The first one I've never played before. And the second one I've played many times. I studied it when I was at university and played it for decades. I even played it on our wedding day on this piano in Amsterdam. So it has a special place in special meaning for Deb and me. And then this year, for this concert, I learned the first set of those two. Number one, I always played number two. And I played them back to back for the first time, and a chill went down my spine. It's like, oh, these are supposed to go together. They sound real. I mean, the second one I love. It's an incredible piece. But when you hear it after the first one, it goes to another dimension. So I hope it works for you. Two nocturnes by Frédéric Chopin. Opus 27, number 1 and 2.